We're going to stick with sports for the beginning of our listener email segment today. And here's a statistic for you, Robert. More than 250,000 people have graduated from the University of Florida.
I can believe that.
And I think we heard from most of them about a mistake we made on Monday.
Yes, that's right. When previewing the BCS championship football game, which the Florida Gators won in a walk, we committed a true sin against Gator Nation. In the first feed of our show, we called the school's team the Florida State Gators.
Florida State is, of course, home to the Seminoles. And as you might have guessed, the Seminoles and the Gators don't get along too well.
Yeah, we could get sued for this because Charles Wacker of Opelika, Alabama wrote, "I almost drove off the road. Not only incorrect, but blasphemy," says Ted Church of Memphis.
I uttered that little bit of Sunshine State sacrilege. But luckily, listener Adam Keish of Berrien Springs, Michigan, offers this comment. "May God have mercy on your soul," he writes. "Michelle must confess her sins before High Priest Urban Meyer, drink at the Orange and Brew, and perform 20 Hail Gators on air to absolve her guilt."
Well, we'll let you take care of that after the show.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, on to a more serious matter, our coverage of the end of affirmative action at the University of Michigan.
I spoke with the school's president about how she intends to encourage diversity at the school in the face of the statewide referendum that banned affirmative action. We also heard reaction from students and others in Michigan.
Tiffany Antor of Kalamazoo, Michigan, heard our stories and was pleased. She writes, "I was so glad to hear you mention the types of affirmative action that are still legal in Michigan, the kind of action that has always worked in the affirmative for rich, white, socioeconomically and geographically advantaged male students, most specifically legacy seats and full pay seats. Until these types of determining factors are also eliminated, we need the systems which we call affirmative action, which help create a truly level playing field."
Gretchen Goff of Brooklyn, New York, who identifies herself as a minority alumni of Bates College, writes to say she is disappointed with the changes at Michigan. "I know how difficult it is to go through college while wondering whether I belong there. I, the daughter of a doctor and graduate of an excellent boarding school, had ample opportunity to make it to college. Yet I was accepted under affirmative action. I left school after 4 years, having decided that affirmative action was, in fact, not a fair ruling, but a baby step in the direction of equal opportunity."
Gretchen Goff continues, "But I also feel tremendous sadness for those students who are already accepted at these universities and will have to carry out their college education with these new restrictions in place. They must see that they are the last of a limited number of affirmative action students who can and must use their education and work in whatever way they can to help those who did not have the opportunities that they have had."
On to letters about Robert's interview with Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
On the complimentary side, Nicole Petit of Denton, Texas writes, "How nice to hear coverage of this topic without the flashy headlines or biased interviews. Mr. Siegel did a wonderful job of asking tough questions and being persistent in getting straight answers."
On the not-so-complimentary side, Eric Burney of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania writes this, "Your patty cake interview with Pelosi shows you agree with her and the far left. When she mentioned the war in Iraq was longer than World War II, you should have mentioned World War II cost hundreds of thousands of American lives. Iraq only cost 3,000. Your silence lets liberals get away with this nonsense."
Finally today, sharp-eared listener David Weibel of Chicago writes to point out a musical discrepancy. In our story about the Venezuelan Youth Orchestra, we introduced a piece of music as Alma Janera, or the Plainsman's Soul. Well, Weibel notes that it was, in fact, a Verdi overture that we heard.
So we'll remind you that you can write to us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page. And before we go, let's hear a little of that piece, Alma Janera, from the Venezuelan Youth Orchestra.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.